CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green Donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Drums, please!
Community,
truth,
friendship,
education,
values,
creativity,
love,
destigmatization,
imagination.
I don't do drugs, only medication.
I may be down, but I'm not out.
Treat me with respect just like I treat you.
I have the power to make my life better.
No intimidation, please. Show me friendship.
No stigma, please. Show me compassion.
Tell me the truth softly. Just don't tell me lies.
There's enough room in the world for all of us.
It's a beautiful world out there.
This is Radio Moon.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Check out their website for more information about mental health in Canada at www.cmha.ca. Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Radio Moon informs people about mental health issues, providing a voice to be heard by all listeners. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. The Forward House community believes everyone has the right to speak and their perspective is valued. We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We would love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
So before we jump into our first segment, I have a little joke, a little tech joke to share with you guys. What is the fastest cell phone service provider? Sprint. And with that, I'll probably see myself out, and we can sprint into our first segment, which is Ingrid's technology rant.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a little confused here. I'm getting old and I'm frustrated. You know, I had my phone, my perfectly good phone, my little flip phone, worked for me for years. I had it for years, I tell you. And all of a sudden, you know, accidents happen. It fell, it broke. So I figured I'd take it to the phone store and get them to fix it for me. This was a big production because I went to the store and this young man told me that they don't fix flip phones anymore. So I told him I'd buy a new one. And then he turned around and told me now they don't make flip phones anymore. Can you believe that? So I said, what am I supposed to do? I need a phone. So he goes in back and comes, he goes in his back, the back, and comes out with something he calls a phone. I asked him, what is that? He tells me it is a smartphone. I said, okay, I want a cell phone. He says it is a cell phone. So I said, why did you call it a smartphone then? He explained to me that this phone can do more than a cell phone. I don't want a phone that can do more than a cell phone. I only want a smartphone. Anyway, long story short, I decided, fine, I'll take this smartphone. I take the smartphone home. There's lengthy instructions about pushing buttons and going back and going to and for and back and forth and pushing buttons here and then turning around and remember what button you put here, because you have to put in some kind of HTTP something or another, www, and I don't know where these things are. So I couldn't find them to put them in. But goodness gracious, my phone works. So I decide to take it with me, and I'm going to use it for what it's supposed to be used for, a phone. It is a phone. I'm at the bus stop, whew, and I decide to call Eric because I'm going to be late for our meeting, because we usually play chess around this time of the day, and I can't make it because the bus is late. As usual, the bus is late. Why are we paying for a system that doesn't work? I don't know. This is always happening to me. Why me, I say. Anyway, get back to the phone, I tell you. I'm calling him. The phone is ringing and ringing. It takes him forever to answer the phone. I don't know why he doesn't wear his hearing aids. He needs his hearing aids. Finally, he answers. And he keeps saying hello. I say hello. He says hello. I say hello. He says hello. I said, Eric, it's me. He says hello. I said, what are you doing? He says hello. I don't know why he keeps saying hello. And then I realize, Eric, listen to me. You've got your phone on mute. I learned that phrase from watching TV. So I said, Eric, you've got your phone on mute. Eric can't hear me. Eric, everybody in the bus stop hears me. Everybody at the bus stop is looking at me. I'm so embarrassed. So I start screaming more. Eric, Eric. No, he doesn't listen. I hang up the phone because it's so embarrassing. People are looking at me. Anyway, the bus is coming so I can get on the bus and go about my business. This is so, so hard for me. It gets worse for me. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, my usual wake up time to go for my morning pee. I go to the bathroom. I sit down trying to figure out exactly what time it is. I look at my smart watch and guess what it says? It doesn't tell me the time. That would be too much to ask. It tells me I've taken 5,000 steps. Now, from my bedroom to my bathroom, I know it's not 5,000 steps. So I guess I must have been running a marathon in my sleep. I don't understand these things at all. This smartphone is not smart at all. I want my flip phone back. That's it. This is Ingrid, and I'm out of here.
We might just have to start a petition to get those old flip phones back. Ingrid, thank you so much for that piece. Up next, we're going to listen to Bob Marley's Sun is Shining.
Won't you to know just where I stand when
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting interrupted with breaking news from the Radio Moon news crew.
Breaking news! A psychiatrist just now has made counting to four on Sesame Street illegal. This just in. As of 10 o'clock this morning, it is illegal for Sesame Street to count past three. A computer is being used to monitor Sesame Street for any illegal counting. Bert contested that it is not his fault that this bears no connection with his sending Ernie to psychiatry. But Radio Moon News has promised to study his profile. Now the Muppets are working on saving all the letters of the alphabet. This is Catherine Sanders for Radio Moon News.
Thank you, Catherine. Since this month on Radio Moon, we are talking about technology and especially the way that technology shapes our lives during COVID. You know, we've got some strong opinions in the bunch. Here's Peter with his opinion on whether we use technology for our own good or whether technology uses us. Take it away, Peter.
Our modern technology has become so ubiquitous it lets everyone keep connected. So much so that it is easy to assume that we need to be connected all of the time. Why? We could be missing a tweet or the latest celebrity gossip. Look at people around you on the bus, at a restaurant, out in the greater world. How many of them are looking towards their navel at a glowing screen? Or if they don't have it in their hands, they'll keep checking it for the latest. Many years ago, I was at a fast food restaurant. A young man had an early cellular phone, He received a call and answered it, and it obviously annoyed Boyce. He told the caller that he had told them not to bother him. I looked on in awe, thinking that he had a piece of state-of-the-art tech, not to mention a status symbol in those days, yet he was allowing it to disquiet himself. I thought to myself that it wasn't the caller or the phone to blame. It was the young man's choice to have the phone with him and turn it on to answer the call. People are using technology in much the same way this guy was using his device. Instead of controlling their gadget, they are a slave to it. Nothing is so pressing in this grand scheme of things. Does it matter if you get it right away or wait until the evening? Where is the urgency in knowing what's up? Stat. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you have to. The tech isn't your boss or master. It is your tool, a servant. One has control of how one relates to technology. If one gets the feeling that there's too much stuff to do and so little time, it should make one consider if all that is a necessity. Will I or the world blow up if it isn't seen immediately? Most things aren't that urgent. I turned all of my phone's notifications off except the ringtone. And if I want to see who wants to get my attention, I'll check it when it is convenient. It erased the anxiety of needing to keep up. It was relaxing. It freed up lots of times that could be used for me things.
So what do you guys think? Are we a slave to our own technology? Up next, we have Arcade Fire's Deep Blue. The title of this song refers to the chess-playing supercomputer developed by IBM that defeated the Grandmaster Garry Kasparov in 1996. The song treats the triumph of technology over human as a generational loss of innocence. Here's Arcade Fire's Deep Blue.
Come on.
Welcome back to your Radio Moon broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Up next, we're going to have a personal piece written by Mary Lynn. Take it away, Mary Lynn.
Thanks to the wonders of the digital age, we can work independently and play games interactively in the comfort of our own cozy homes. Technology has been a fantastic way of communicating, especially during these last months of Zoom and chats. I can't help but marvel at the ease and efficiency of the connection process. But fundamentally, is it not being overused, and how is it affecting our children and our youth? Former Facebook executive Chamath Palihapitiya stated the following: I think the tools that have been created today are starting to erode the social fabric of how society works. Mr. Palihapitiya brought the point home for me, as I've personally witnessed such erosion in the social fabric of our children's lives. A few years ago, after one of our major snowfalls, I was joyfully walking Bailey, my rescue dog, as he was playfully jumping through the snow. A figure caught my eye. It was a young child who had built herself a comfortable chair in the snowbank. She had most likely been sent out to play in this winter wonderland, yet an iPad was sitting on her lap. She was focused on her screen, completely oblivious to us and to the beautiful scenery surrounding her. How sad, I thought to myself. Are children turning into an animated wonderland that they can create and control at will, instead of using their own imagination to play in the live one right here? In her blog dated October 2011, author Katrina Kennison referenced Boston Globe author Bridget Colvin's view on this matter. She wrote, "When the object is in front of our faces, there is little doubt we are seeing only the early stages of a hyper-connected world that is changing childhood." This image also brought the point home for Katrina Kennison. She added, "Toddlers swiping fingers across board books, expecting the characters to come to life. Parents handing their iPhones to fussy babies to quiet them. One-year-olds adeptly playing virtual learning tools adapted for the pre-K set. Three-year-olds skillfully surfing for videos on YouTube." She continued, "There is a Fisher-Price toy called Laugh and Learn Activity Case, which is an oversized iPhone case that doubles as a baby rattle. Since the toy was released, Amazon has been unable to keep it in stock. The most popular app for the case is called Where's Puppy's Nose, has been downloaded more than 700,000 times. Now remember, this blog was posted in 2011. Last week, my three-month-old granddaughter Beatrice caught a glimpse of my phone screen while I was searching for classical baby lullabies. What surprised me was the intensity of her stare as her eyes locked onto the screen as if in a trance. Her parents, especially her mother, my daughter, strongly objects to letting baby Beatrice view any screen, be it TV or smartphone. I applaud that initiative, though I wonder how long the temptation can be thwarted. Also, I'm wondering if it is healthy practice for us to be taking so many pictures of her on our smartphones. As crazy as this sounds, I notice that she is starting to understand what its use is for and seems to smile on cue. Definitely research for another day."
Thank you so much, Mary Lynn. Now here's Catherine with a new poem.
"Last week, my prescription was changed to something healthier. I was startled by the church bells. I didn't realize that Christmas is coming again. But this morning, as the sun rose, I saw the bells and I heard the bells."
Thank you so much, Catherine. Next up, let's take a listen to the Talking Heads song, Nothing But Flowers, from 1988. This is from Talking Heads' last studio album. The Talking Heads bass player Tina Weymouth said this song was, quote, a complete phantasm of what would happen if the predictions of Nostradamus were true, and in the year 2000, it's all over. Well, Tina, it's not over yet. Here's Talking Heads' Nothing But Flowers. Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's radio that's good for your mental health. Next up, we have Ivana, who is going to share a piece she wrote about instant food. This piece tracks Ivana's life experience with the most convenient of pouches, powders, and packages. Take it away, Ivana.
I remember being a grade school kid having lunch in the neighbors. We'd watch some cartoons before eating. Usually it was the League of Superheroes, but occasionally the Jetsons were on. We were so amazed at their meal of pills. It was so far out. I'm sure if it had been my mother in the kitchen, she would have sighed hopefully. She hated cooking. It was such a chore. In real life, we had dehydrated food in a box. Kraft Dinner, Hamburger Helper, Duncan Hines. Katie was for occasional treats. Hamburger Helper was for me to prepare dinner on evenings my mother had to go to school. I felt so responsible cooking and feeding my younger sister and my grandmother. My sister and I would cook ourselves a Duncan Hines cake as a snack occasionally. Eventually, we outgrew eating at the neighbor's for lunch, so my mother found these pouches of stews that could be boiled to reheat, a bit like astronaut food. I still felt great about feeding my sister and grandma their lunch, until we all got really fed up of eating the same flavors over and over. Then the microwave arrived in our kitchen. We weren't sure how to cook with it, but it promised such wonders of cooking speed and easy cleanup. Well, reality didn't meet the hype. It was mostly good for defrosting and reheating. Still, it helped my mother spend less time cooking, so she loved that microwave. I think she still has the original big clunker on her counter. When Star Trek The Next Generation arrived on TV,
space, the final frontier,
it had instantly generated dishes, including dishware. That was a revolution in our imagination. No cooking, no putting leftovers away, no cleaning the dishes even. All the food appeared and then disappeared.
Tea, Earl Grey, hot.
There's an invention that would have made my mother leap for joy if it was real. And since all the displays the Enterprise crew used to control the ship sounded like a microwave, punching the microwave dials became futuristic and exciting. Watching the sci-fi show Eureka, I saw 3D printing for the first time. They were printing many scientifically important objects, organs, and even whole people. Wow, that was crazy. Then one day, a scientist had a craving and printed herself a cupcake. That was impressive. Not because I like cupcakes, but because it was pretty much instantaneous. I just googled 3D printing food, and we are here. Star Trek, baby. Well, almost. Someone still has to prepare the ingredients to go into the printer and wash the dishes. The ultimate future now belongs to the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, with its apparatus that detects what you're craving and materializes it. Mind reading meets food prep. It takes the guesswork out of choosing which Indian curry I want to eat. How long before this is real? Scotty, beam me up so I don't have to cook dinner.
welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up here is Radio Moon Collective member Noel with a brand new poem.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem. The title is Today is Special. I wake up in the morning and I'm happy. I put on my winter clothes to look real snappy. Oh, what a beautiful day this is, like being on tour. I make my breakfast and I eat it slowly by the hour. My, what a wonderful time of the year. Nothing can stand in my way, it's good to be near. Something is going on in my mind. Who am I to be so carefree and blind? All I want to be is satisfied by the pleasure. Nothing else can match this awesome treasure. Every day should be like this one. I feel so great when everything is done. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, online ckut.ca. Thank you.
This just in. The Muppets of Sesame Street are presently being questioned by the tabloids for their lifestyles. The Muppets particularly being criticized are Bert and Ernie. They are being presented by the National Exaggerator as a gay couple. The Muppets fear this will lead to being sued for the alphabet. This is Catherine Sanders for Radio Moon News.
Trans Europa Express.
Welcome back. You're listening to CKUT on 90.3 FM or online at ckut.ca. That was Kraftwerk with Trans Europa Express. Next up, we welcome back Mary Lynn to the mic with a piece she wrote about a very special person she encountered on the internet through Instagram during quarantine. Here's Mary Lynn.
I found an extra special human being. Despite everything happening around us, there is always something or someone who brings me back to what the true meaning of life is and how each one of us carries a special individual gift to help humanity be the best it can be. I found such a special human being through the social media magic of Instagram. As I was scrolling through the recent posts that were being shared, several of them caught my attention. These posts were eulogizing a certain Utah videographer named Colin Krachner, who had passed away the night before at age 40. You might have heard of him. By the heartfelt praise shared on Instagram, I was curious to learn more about this beloved Colin Krachner. One of the posts read, 6 years ago, I met Colin Krachner. He came to the office where I worked to create a marketing video for the business. Instantly, you could tell he loved what he did. He also was wearing cool, colorful shoes. He interviewed all of us on camera and did it in a way that made it fun and natural. In one short afternoon, I could tell I had met a very special human. So who was this Colin Krachner that so many were heartbroken when hearing the news of his passing? Well, after a bit of investigating on my part, I learned that Colin Krachner is the founder of an organization called Save the Kids. He is described as a youth advocate, social media activist, crowdfunder, TEDx speaker, and a dad. In 2017, Colin started a popular parody Instagram account simply to make fun at social media and the culture of toxic perfectionism it has created. But instead of using his platform and large following to earn paid sponsors, posts, or ad dollars, he used his account to do good. In April 2018, Colin started a campaign to hashtag save the kids from social media and screen addictions, negative effects on their mental health and emotional health. His satirical Instagram account became a national campaign to urge parents to keep their children away from social media. He had spent the last few years of his life speaking about the evils of social media and the effects it is having on our youth. As an advocate against cyberbullying, he gave 300 to 500 yearly presentations to local schools as well as major corporations on the dangers of social media and smartphones. He received thousands of messages from youth sharing how social media is hurting their mental health and how his message changed and saved their lives. This is who Colin Krachner was, a crusader who changed and saved the lives of so many youth as well as their families. You can learn more about what his mission was and how it will be continued by visiting his website at savethekids.us.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like a mountain, or important like a river, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I wanna be.
Aw, thanks, Kermit. This is Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM, radio that's good for your mental health. Speaking of mental health, we all know that we're living through anxious times, especially this fall. Here's Noelle with some tips on dealing with anxiety, and especially that awkward moment where you confuse anxiety with having COVID. Here's Noelle.
Hi, my name is Noel. Today I'm going to talk about breathlessness and anxiety, which very much go hand in hand. Quite often the symptoms of anxiety are very similar to those of breathlessness, and it can be very difficult to distinguish between the two. It is therefore good to recognize how anxiety can affect you. Being anxious can make you think less clearly. This can make planning tasks and pacing yourself more difficult, and so it can increase breathlessness. If you are anxious, it can be harder to spot the triggers that cause your breathlessness. This makes you slower to use your coping techniques to help reduce your breathlessness. Being anxious generally makes people more uptight or tense, and can make the muscles around their chest feel tight. This in turn can increase breathlessness. Anxiety can make someone focus more on their inability to breathe in and get the air in, increasing breathlessness. Being anxious makes your breathing faster and shallower, and so can give the feeling of being more breathless. Breathing techniques to manage anxiety. These exercises can also be very helpful as a distraction technique and helps you practice mindfulness. Smell the roses, blow out the candles, breathing exercise. Relax your neck and shoulder muscles. 2. Breathe in slowly through your nose as if you are going to smell the roses. 3. Purse your lips like you are going to whistle. 4. Breathe out slowly through your pursed lips and like you're gently blowing out a candle. Try to blow longer than it took you to inhale. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Online, ckut.ca. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. We're nearing the end of this month's Radio Moon broadcast. Before we go, here's Catherine with an important public service announcement.
COVID has been a difficult time for all of us. Here is some information to deal with isolation. Firstly, you can make a telephone appointment with your doctor or with your social worker, or maybe get an online appointment with your OT or maybe with your counselor. Thanks for listening. This is Catherine News, Radio Moon, just trying to do my part.
For more information about Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can listen to our archives online at ckut.ca. Take care out there, everyone. We're going to close out today's show with Collective Soul's The World I Know.
CKUT is going online for our 2020 annual general meeting. Join us on Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. to hear how your favorite community radio station has been adapting to the current pandemic by broadcasting remotely. To find out how you can get involved in one of our various committees, to propose a motion, or find out more information about joining our Board of Governors, email culture@ckut.ca. That's culture@ckut.ca. Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. online, CKUT's annual general meeting. To RSVP for the event, email agm@ckut.ca. That's agm@ckut.ca. Hope to see you there.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Roxanne Shante, and of course you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
Keep the morals inside. True value can't hide. And Jah is my... Well, I gotta live my life. Remember the joy and pride. Keep the morals inside. True value can't hide. And Jah is my shield and guide. From the depths you'll rise. And open up your eyes. And always be wise. Life is nice. You should be grateful that you made it. Life is nice. Give thanks to Jah, the one who gave it. Life is nice. Youths have manners, me, I beg you, behave it. Life is nice. Don't sell your soul, me, I beg you, for save it. Some go so yo. Life is worthwhile living, no forgot it. Don't make them take your joy, just keep it happy. Yeah, take care of mommy and the kids, them and papi. Remember the days of the pampas and the nappy. And tell the youth them finna be no chigga happy. Tell them be themselves and not a carbon copy. Stay far from the cemetery, the cell blocky. The greatest crime of poverty, still life is nice. You should be grateful that you made it. Life is nice. Give thanks to Jah, the one who gave it. Life is nice. Youths have manners, me I beg you behave it. Life is nice.
Pray to Jah for more blessings. Run your cup right over. But my heart don't progressive.